This is Gloria Minot Presents.
We're discussing A Woman's Journey. It's put on by Johns Hopkins Medicine. And my guest is Kelly Ripken. She's co-chair of the event. She was co-founder of the Kelly and Cal Ripken Jr. Foundation and the Baltimore Reeds Ripken Learning Center that was established in 1988 to promote adult literacy. It became a national model for adult learning and job placement. In partnership with the Johns Hopkins Hospital, she also founded the Kelly G. Ripken Program for Thyroid Awareness and Education. Additionally, she was the national spokesperson for Bausch & Lomb's participation in the project. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
When A Woman's Journey began, how old is the program?
The program is 22 years old.
Yes.
And two fabulous women, Harriet Legum and Molly Block, were both diagnosed with cancer 22 years ago. And what they learned from their experience was there really wasn't enough education and awareness for women. And from their experiences, they formed this program with Johns Hopkins, and it really just has taken off. It's a wonderful program.
If someone is listening right now and really that person knows nothing about A Woman's Journey, mm-hmm. what would your pep talk be, your brief pep talk be to that woman?
Well, my pep talk would be this. First off, women, 85% of women across the country make the healthcare decisions. And so I feel it's our responsibility to stay informed and be educated for ourselves and also for our families and our loved ones. And so if you've never been to this program, I think it's very important that for yourself, for your mother, for your sister, for your brother, because it isn't just women. These seminars and the one on Saturday, we have 32 doctors, expert physicians speaking from Hopkins on all different topics, from insights on inflammation to probiotics in your gut to cutting-edge liquid biopsies for cancer diagnoses, from Zika virus, from even happiness. How can it change your disposition? So I think that no matter what age you are, you will be affected one way or another with your health or a loved one. And the more you know, the better educated and that you can make good decisions.
When it comes to women's health, there are so many issues that women have to deal with, the cancers, breast cancer mm-hmm. in particular, and others. And sometimes women are so busy being caregivers mm-hmm. that they don't take the time to look after their own health. And it's important that they do so, don't you think?
Very true, yes. I mean, myself, my story is I was in my 20s and I ended up getting very ill and was misdiagnosed for 2.5 years. And was finally diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is hyperactive thyroid. However, here I was in my 20s and had never been sick before, and it was in my early 20s, and it really threw me back. And it was a real eye-opener for me. And so that's why I decided to open the Kelly G. Ripken program at Hopkins. That was in my 20s for education and awareness. But I realized from that point on that you really do need to take the time out. You can't take care of anyone else unless you have your own health. And that just continues on and on as you become a mother and even your own parents. As you get older and your parents become older and you need to be caregivers for them and so forth and so on. And again, even men. Because my father is a tremendous caregiver for my mother and my brother-in-law is the same with my sister. So, you know, I do think it just, we really do need to take the time out. And this is a perfect opportunity for this Saturday. It's like a gift to yourself. Bring a friend. Bring a family member. Bring friends. Just, this is for you. Savor the day. This is just for you. It's a gift to yourself.
I had the pleasure of attending quite a few of the conferences in Baltimore.
Oh, wonderful.
When this started out, we were one of the first stations to come on board. And I really like the idea that the focus is women-centered, because nowadays when there are breakthroughs in medicine, the prototype is almost always a man. And
yes.
Then as time goes by, they adjust it to accommodate us.
That
you know
is,
what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And you're exactly right. This is, again, this is geared towards women. Of course, when we're talking about current and cutting-edge treatments for cancers and so forth and so on, obviously some of these, you know, would apply to men. But this is really about women, really coming in and learning, you know, about yourself. And when you talk about cutting-edge things, one of the really cool things we're doing this year is we're having a 3D printing demonstration that's going to produce a facial bone. So throughout the day, you'll be able to kind of walk by it and see it kind of forming. So by the end of the day, you'll see how that is done. And we also have added on in our dessert time, we've added additional Johns Hopkins faculty members, and they're going to be on hand to answer questions about their specialties, which, you know, what a wonderful, fabulous opportunity. I mean, where are you going to get this? You've got 32 doctors who are speaking at the seminar, and you have dozens of other Johns Hopkins physicians willing and able to sit there and answer questions about their specialty. I mean, you really can't get this opportunity anywhere else.
No, you can't. Would you remind our listeners again as to when the event takes place, give a website as to where they can go to get additional information,
sure.
That kind of thing?
Okay, well, again, it's this Saturday, November 5th. The doors open at 8:15 a.m., and it's an all-day event. We do serve breakfast and lunch, healthy breakfast and lunch. You can be a walk-in. You can just come in. So if you don't sign up online or call, that's fine. We'll take you when you come to the door. We'd love to have you. Our website is hopkinsmedicine.org/awomensjourney. And our phone number is 410-955-8660. And again, if you didn't catch all that, please just come to the Hilton, Baltimore, downtown Baltimore on Pratt Street. We'd love to have you.
And I'd like to just say, when we talk about cancers, especially breast cancer, one tends to think that it's just women who get breast cancer.
Right.
Men do get breast cancer.
Correct.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, just for the fellas out there listening, you know, you can understand that illness is not discriminating when it comes to who.
Absolutely not. And again, that's where all of these sessions, 32 different sessions on 32 different topics, and again, predominantly you can apply these to men as well as, you know, not just women, but really everyone across the board. And again, you know, everyone becomes a caretaker at some point, caregiver at some point in their lives. And, you know, no one is going to escape a health issue, you know, just unfortunately. And whether it's mild or whether it's something, you know, to very serious, it's just wonderful, valuable information, and how lucky we are to have this.
And once again, my guest is Kelly Ripken. She's co-chair of A Woman's Journey, being held in Baltimore. It's, of course, done by Johns Hopkins, which is a fine medical institution there in Baltimore. For 28 years, she was the wife and off-field partner of Baseball Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr., and now she's involved in all these issues that are so important to communities. Once again, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you very much.
And a reminder that A Woman's Journey is this Saturday. and it's in Baltimore. And if you need more information, it's 410-955-8660. That's 410-955-8660. And if you didn't get that, just Google A Woman's Journey, and you'll get all the information you need. Thank you once again for being my guest.